Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 12th of November. Conflict in a Marriage. Conflict within a marriage indicates that a couple is stumbling at Christ. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they were appointed, that is, the word of their name. They should be receiving the word of their name as an obedience under Christ's lordship. However, they cannot receive the light of the word because of the deluding effect of their self-sourced projections. To this end, their disobedience is the implication of living and relating to one another according to the principles of the flesh. It is the fruit of the desires that are associated with the other law, which was established in the heart of every person through Adam and Eve's disobedience. Observing this dynamic, James wrote, "Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members?" Conflict arises between spouses because of the clash of desire. The scriptures teach that fundamentally a woman endeavors to verify her identity by creating a cultural expression in her own image. She desires for her husband to celebrate and champion this pursuit. However, the man reacts against these expectations because they clash with his fundamental desire for identity verification through the exercise of dominion over his life and over others. Summarizing this discord, the Lord said to the woman, "Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." The only provision for conflict resolution within a marriage is the cross of Christ. For this reason, we are exhorted to consider him, that is Christ, who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, that is, his identity. In the court of Caiaphas, Christ dealt with the hostility arising from our iniquitous self-image as he was being humiliated and his justice was taken from him. He completed this work as the Lord, the conquering slave. He conquered that which had no right to justice by embodying our iniquitous self-image and taking it out through humiliation to destruction in the sea of God's forgetfulness. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 7 and 8, James chapter 1 verses 14 and 15, James chapter 4 verse 1, Genesis chapter 3 verse 16, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 3, and Acts chapter 8 verse 33. For further study, James chapter 4.